I suppose it's only in recent years I've realised how important your brows are in relation to your face, Julie. It's unbelievable the difference they can make, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially the last couple of years with COVID and people wearing masks. They've really noticed how important the eyebrows are and what they can do to provide a bit of definition for the face. So yeah, definitely really, really important.
When people come to you in Julie Davis Permanent Makeup, what are the main questions they have for you about brows?
Well, the most common question I'd be asked is what kind of brows I do. People hear so many different brows online, like ombre brows, semi-permanent brows, microblading, nano brows, 6D brows. There's a huge range and it confuses people. But basically, there's two techniques that are used. One of them is a hand tool. That's made up of a certain number of little pins in a row that looks a little bit like a blade. So it's called a microblade. So strokes are created with that, and you can do some shading with that as well by pressing it into the skin. The other method is using the machine, and that's just a typical tattoo machine and a cartridge, and you can tattoo ink into the skin. So between both of those methods, all of those marketing names have developed, but really it's one of two of those methods that are used. I have trained and I use both of them. I find that gives the best effect. So I tend to do some strokes with the microblade and some shading then with the machine. So again, it's known another name for it, combo brows or combination brows, just means a combination of the two methods. So that's probably the most common question. People get confused about all the different names that the brows are referred to as. But really, as I said, it's just a combination of those two methods.
I'm fascinated by ombre brows. What are they?
So ombre is just, you might have seen it with nails, ombre nails and even ombre eyeshadow. It's just where it fades from dark into light. So you'd have the tails of the brows or the ends of the brows quite dark and fading into nothing then at the heads of the brows closest to the nose. So that's all that is.
That sounds like the opposite of what I would have wanted. How do people decide on colour when they come to you? I know, is it to do with the natural colour of your hair? Should you stick close to that?
Well, sometimes, because obviously as women mature, they lose their hair colour. It tends to be grey or white and they might dye their hair. They might lose some of the colour in their eyebrows. I have a good knowledge of colour theory, so I would base it on the colour of the skin, the colour of the skin tone, which is the underlying colour of the skin, and whether the skin is warm or cool, the hair colour as it is, as the person wears it with hair dye or whatever, the colour of the brows, even the colour of the eyes. So really, I take all that into account before I choose a colour. I've lots of colours there that I use that I can choose from, and I tend to mix a few colours to get an exact match for the skin.
I suppose sometimes the pictures that I was looking at of some of the work you've done, you've got a brow to work with. Sometimes you don't, be it age or maybe they've had chemo and their hair has been removed. Sometimes you're basically working with a blank canvas, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. There can be no hair there, as you say, due to age, even alopecia. Post-cancer, there can be very little to none, to no hair at all there. So really it's about creating a shape for that client based on where their original brow would have been, and if there are any small hairs there, to try and keep it in that shape as much as possible.
I'd say it must be quite rewarding to see somebody look in the mirror at the end of a treatment that previously didn't have brows.
Oh, it's definitely why I love my job. When I show a client in the mirror, there could be tears of happiness, of course. There could be just kind of a shock that they've got brows. But it's to see somebody's face lighting up to eventually have brows after penciling them in for so long or trying to get a nice shape on them with makeup, and just to have the brows there, and they look so realistic, and clients can't get over how realistic they look. So yeah, it's definitely the best part of my job.
How often do people have to come back? So how long does the colour pigment last?
So if I did a treatment on you and you never came back, the colour would fade out over a couple of years. So all my clients come back around about once a year for an annual touch-up. Some clients come back every 10 months, some clients come back every year and a half. So it depends on how quickly they fade and the lifestyle that you have as well. People who go to the gym and maybe sweat a lot tend to lose the brows a little bit quicker. People who enjoy the sun might lose the brows a little bit quicker. But in general, around about a year for an annual touch-up.
Okay, and the eyeliner has become a big thing now as well, hasn't it?
It has. So yeah, it really defines the eyes and really opens them up. So absolutely, it's getting really, really popular. It's always kind of been in, the eyeliner, all over the years. The older kind of very thick eyeliner is kind of gone out, and it's more about a natural lash enhancement now. So thinner lines are in between the lashes, dark colours to really just put a little bit of definition to the eye.
Lip fillers and all of that type of thing are obviously big amongst particularly the younger generations now. But there's lots of ways, things you can do with your lips without putting filler into them, isn't there?
Yeah, there certainly is. So the big trout pout is starting to go back out of fashion at last. It is still there. There are some people who still have it, but more natural looking fillers are in. What I do a lip blush. So I would use the same pigment that I use for the eyebrows, obviously a different colour, and implant some pigment in the lips to give a lip blush effect. So really what it's doing, it's replacing any lost pigment. As we age, we lose pigment around the lips. From the sun, we lose pigment, scar tissue. So it's replacing that pigment all around the outside of the lips and kind of blushing it again, that ombre effect in, so it fades to nothing. So it really gives the appearance of more kind of youthful, fuller, maybe a little bit enlarged lips without that big kind of trout pout look that that you can get from overuse of the fillers. Certainly in 2022, it is the more natural look that's in. So it's all about enhancing what you have there and bringing out your natural beauty rather than trying to cover that up with makeup or try and make it like look like something else. So certainly all about enhancing your natural features.